BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hi, I'm Lynn Truss, and this is One to One from BBC Radio 4.
Hello, I'm Lynn Truss, and you join me in the beautiful churchyard of St Mary and St Peter in Wilmington in East Sussex. For this, the last of three programmes in which I'm exploring the meaning of travel. I often find myself seeing places on the TV and saying, I've been there, and then I think, what a totally stupid thing to say. So what is travel for? What to be achieved by it? Was Robert Louis Stevenson right when he said it was better to travel hopefully than to arrive, come back again, and then be able to say, I've been there? Well, today I'm going to engage in a bit of real physical travelling alongside Will Parsons, co-founder of the British Pilgrimage Trust, with his dog Holly. We're going to walk along a part of the Old Way, an ancient pilgrimage route from Southampton to Canterbury. I've been reassured that most of the way is flat and it's only 3 miles. Think of this as Claire Balding's Ramblings, but without a brilliant and physically fit professional broadcaster to keep things on the rails. So, Will, tell me about the route. Do we know when it was established and why it's here?
That's a good question, Lynn. Most of what we know about British pilgrimage is that we don't know very much. Henry VIII, when he banned it outright in 1538, took particular care to destroy any evidence of Thomas Becket, and this route from Southampton to Canterbury really focuses on Becket's shrine. So the earliest evidence we have is from 1360, which is a wonderful map known as the Gough map, which is such a brilliantly British sound. You know, in Spain they have the Codex Calixtinus, we've got the Gough map. And it shows a thin red line all the way from Southampton to Canterbury, with little distance markings between the main settlements. And this line terminates at Canterbury, which pretty much implies a pilgrimage, to my mind. We know it's a main medieval road, and we know that pilgrims walked on the main roads. The route is 250 miles. We are walking 3 brief miles along the hollow ways on the edge of the South Downs from Wilmington to Gerrington. And as you say, it's flat. It's easy going. and it's delightful. I think you're going to have a really good pilgrimage.
Thank you. Before we go, we must mention the yew tree in this churchyard, which is immense. It's obviously very, very old, and it spreads its branches wide across the churchyard.
Well, Wilmington's famous, rightly so, for its yew tree. It's, they reckon, 1,600 years old. Yew is the only tree that retains its Gaelic name. It's been called yew pretty much forever in this land. And it's wonderful because the whole tree is toxic, except for the little red berries. And we're going to, if you dare, try and eat one in a moment. You know, just don't swallow the pip. One of the things about pilgrimage, then, is that, you know, it's all very well looking at things from afar, like we do on our screens, or on our glassy windscreens, but a pilgrimage, it's about making contact. You know, getting up close, touching, smelling, and even tasting.
Okay.
Dare you? Dare you try? Dare you bury?
We should be doing this at the end, shouldn't we?
Well, the tree of change, so, you know, beginnings and ends. Death is known as a beginning as well as an end, you know.
I feel very nervous.
Just don't eat the pip.
So how do you avoid eating the pip?
Well, you can remove it at the front end if you want to be...
I'll do that, yes.
Yeah. It's so. Quite gloopy, I have to be warned. Spectacularly gloopy. It's totally safe.
I'm just eating the very much outside.
That's it.
Done that was lovely.
Isn't it a unique flavour?
But it is, yes.
No, it's something you've never done before. You've tasted a yew tree.
That's true. So I feel fit to go.
When Henry VIII banned pilgrimage, the injunction read, no more wandering unto pilgrimage or licking of shrines. So this sort of physical contact, the tasting of holy places, is very traditional.
Mm.
There's one thing, Lynn. This is a yew tree, the tree of change, and we're at the beginning of our pilgrimage. And, you know, a pilgrimage, I like to think of it as a three-phase operation. First of all is intention. Second of all is journey. And third is destination. But these are the things that differentiate it from just a mere walk. It's a conscious endeavour. You often are asking for a question. You're seeking a wholeness that you feel you lack. A pilgrimage has a purpose. You know, there's many purposes as there are pilgrims. But this is the place at the Tree of Change, the great beginning place of our journey, to set your intention. To think about, what do you hope to find? If you could summon any blessing that sat on your shoulders at the end of this, something you could gain from doing this, what would it be? And it's a private thing, you know, mm-hmm. You don't need to announce it to myself or the world, but this is the place to set one's intention.
Mm.
Perhaps whilst making contact with the great you.
So Will is leaning against the tree. He has his staff in one hand, and he's leaning right into the tree.
Not hugging it.
Not hugging it.
It's close to a hug, but not quite.
But being close to it.
And these are the oldest living organisms, you know, that we will touch or encounter in our landscape. They deserve veneration. They've been here a lot longer than us, and they will be here longer than us. It's a real privilege just to be able to touch and taste.
I'm a bit shy of touching it. It's odd.
Perhaps pilgrimage is about reconnecting with our childishness to some degree.
Mm. So are we ready to set off?
Well, we are ready, but before we go, this yew tree, you know, we may never pass this way again, so there's one more way to revere it without touching, you know, that we can practice. It's called circumambulation.
Oh, it's a very... what that means.
Good, yeah, it's a very ancient global pilgrimage technique. They do it at Mecca, the Kaaba. They go all the way there to walk around it. In Japan, with the holy mountains, they always circle them but never climb them. And it's just a way of revering. It creates a sacred centre by making a circle around it. It honours the middle.
So, which way? But clockwise, anti-clockwise?
Clockwise, excuse me. Sunwise, bloodwise.
Okay.
The same way the blood goes around the body.
Uh-huh.
One of the benefits is you get to see all the sides of the,
yes,
the sacred place.
Well, I just hope we don't knock any of the props away, because it has several very stout, sturdy props. It wants to collapse, this tree, and it's being held up. I do feel, while we've been here, lots of people have come and gone, and I feel, what was the point of that? They came and went, took a picture.
I remember once I made a pilgrimage to the Magna Carta Yew at Ankerwick, and I saw one gentleman turned up. Yeah, we'd walked for 5 days to get there, and we were sort of communing, singing and circling and all that. And some chap turned up. He didn't even look at the tree. He took a photo of the interpretation board and walked on.
You know, I'll read that later.
Yeah, yeah, we've always come to that, you know.
Yes. So which way do we go from here? We've just left the churchyard. It's a lovely gate.
Well, out of the church gate, Lynn, we cross the very small road.
Yes.
And make our way beneath the maple tree. It's often a tree of boundaries, and our path is ahead of us.
Great.
Do you see on our right there the long man of Wilmington carved into the hillside, this white figure with two pilgrim staffs?
Now we should ask about the staff, because I've obviously been thumping my staff as I go along, which you supply me with. So obviously there is a tradition, isn't there, of pilgrim staff?
Oh, yeah.
It's also very practical.
Absolutely.
Thing to use. Tell me about my staff.
Well, as you say, you can call it the full technical, logistical support solution package for the modern pilgrim. But also, you know, all the greats, Gandalf, Moses, they will, you know, staff will part, seize their nettles.
But I keep striking the earth and nothing happens. I don't set off.
You just don't notice what's happening then, you know. You're leaving an invisible kinetic tattoo behind you. The earthworms are listening. I like to think that, you know, on a sort of vaguely esoteric level, we'll start there. We've got rubber soles on our feet, which are designed literally to insulate us from the earth.
Mm.
The staff is a conductor. If you tap it on an electric fence, you'll get the buzz. So you are in contact with the earth through your staff. And there's some interesting scientific research coming out that says, you know, contact with the earth itself, through barefoot walking, they generally talk about, but contact with the earth itself is actually very good for our health. And strangely enough, it does something for us that we hadn't really noticed for a while, we'd forgotten about. So the staff kind of simulates that, or enables a part of that, that... You know, you don't have to walk barefoot and get stubbed toes. Dowsers use hazel to detect subtle energies and water.
Yes.
So, you know, things pass through them. And also, as you say, it's a practical thing, the triple prop, we call it. It propels you along.
Mm-hmm.
It props up your back if you've got a heavy backpack with all your worldly possessions on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a theatrical prop that says, I am a pilgrim. Underfoot, we've got all these lovely dandelion and the greater plantain leaves. This is known as Lord of the Ways.
Oh, really?
And it's really good for blister prevention, any sort of skin infection. It makes a lovely tea. So I've got my thermos of pre-boiled water, and I'm going to pick some plantain leaves. Are you into a bit of foraging, Lynn?
No.
Well, you are now. Pop her in the tea.
Is that okay?
We'll pick some more bits and bobs as we go.
Okay.
Eh? See what we see. There should be some hawthorn berries we can get.
Mm-hmm.
Really
nothing poisonous again.
No. I'll taste it first, I promise.
What did go wrong with my life? When I was a child, I did used to pick things and taste them and draw them and, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, nothing's gone wrong, Lynn. You've just chosen a path and you've been on it, and it's been really good for you. You've thrived on your choices, I'd say. It's just another way of making contact with the,
yes,
the natural
it's
world.
A very good idea. So which way do we go from here?
So at the end of this chalk hollow way, we're just going to see, yep, there it is, St. Peter's Foington. A lovely little downland church.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, last time I was walking through here, it was locked. And I'm hoping we might be able to get in this time. Sometimes it's nice to knock before one enters.
Steps.
Thank you.
Oh, very plain. Lovely.
First thing's always the smell, isn't it? And the coolness. Something else that I bet you've never done in a church. Can I make a suggestion? Mm-hmm. Can we try something? Lying down. It's amazingly comforting, especially up this end. If you consider how the church is built, everyone's sat facing here. The whole thing's aligned east to west. And just lying down in the church is a whole new way to engage with it. I'll get you a pillow, one moment. Just for like 30 seconds, just... Mm-hmm. thank you for trusting
me.
Can
you take a photo?
I shan't take a photo. It's like, you know, what can we call it? Call it meditation or contemplation, but just to go to your intention.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is a place where one should focus on when we go inward.
Mm-hmm. I do feel very calm. It wasn't what I imagined, because we were going to go for a walk. Lying on the floor in church. But it feels like the right thing to do in a church, which I would never have imagined it was the right thing to do in a church.
Would you mind awfully if I just sang a song?
Lovely. Oh,
thank you. Sainte Maria, Virgine, Mode Jesu Christes, Nazarene, on foe shield, help in body. And Lynn, there is our destination.
The church.
Jevington, the spire of Jevington, nestled in the trees. Almost invisible in the autumn leaves.
Beautiful, and with a lovely pasture in front with the horses. I do feel I deserve to get there.
Well,
I feel I've done something to arrive.
In the tradition in Spain on the Camino, they call this a Mount Joy moment, the hill from which you see your final destination. And this is where we should fall to our knees and weep with joy.
I wasn't going to do that,
okay,
but
I'm
very happy to say hurrah.
Hurrah. Hurrah for you, Lynn. Well done. Oh, it's been lovely sharing this pilgrimage with you.
It's been lovely. I've enjoyed it a lot.
And is this something you can do, you know, back at home as well? It doesn't have to be on a great route or anything like that. It can be a... just somewhere you think, that's a special place, I'm going to walk there.
Mm-hmm.
And call it a pilgrimage, set an intention and make your way in. It's sufficient.
Mm.
And what comes will come. With that in self a God.